start this. And here we are, another waste of a podcast. Forgot where we were for a second. I'm Dave, your host of this taped together show.
That's right.
Here in the Florida studio, across the way from me, on my little screen, I can see my good friend in the St. Louis studio. I got Adam. Hi, Adam. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am not wearing any pants.
Oh.
I'm wearing shorts.
I was gonna say that must mean no one else is there today.
no one else is here today. I look across from me and Comic Relief Nick is not here.
I thought he said he was gonna be there.
He did say he was gonna be here. He explicitly said he was gonna be here, then sent me a text saying that he's not going to be here.
Oh.
That he had something to do. He said he was gonna try to come, and then we told him don't bother because it's whatever you're gonna do is probably more important.
I didn't hear a word you said.
It's all right. On the celebrity
couch. This connection is terrible.
On the celebrity couch, I have the ever crafty Sarah.
That's me.
And sitting next to the ever crafty Sarah, I have the adorable toddler Millie. Millie, how you doing? How are you, Millie? Are you going to contribute more than Aaron tonight?
Thanks.
I take that as a yes.
Is she making fun of me? With her
head.
Hey, Millie.
Millie, Adam's saying hi to you.
Hi, Millie.
All right. Well, here we are. Adam, show number 99.
99, Dave.
99. Remember we started at show number 1?
That's right. Remember when we almost hit 100?
Yeah, we're so
close. That's today.
No, we're at 99.
Yeah, I said almost.
Almost, that's right. We're almost hitting 100 today.
That's today. We're almost hitting it.
We're almost hitting it. And next week, we are not going to have a show.
Oh, but we will hit 100 after that.
After that, yes. We're going to take a week off to regroup, to remodel, and to be prepared for the fiasco of whatever show number 100 is going to be.
Is there going to be a gallon of milk being drank?
I think there's going to be a gallon of milk being drank.
Well,
a half a gallon.
Do you think he'll only drink a half? I think he'll drink a whole and then throw up everywhere.
I don't think he's going to drink the whole gallon.
I think he'll drink it.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to make it to the whole gallon. I think he'd only make it
to half. Does it have to be whole milk?
I don't know.
Did we decide that?
I guess we have to look up the rules.
Or does it just have to be any milk?
I think it could just be 2% milk.
Okay.
Hey, Millie, I'm going to have to kill your mic for a second.
I know. Like, oh, my gosh.
For the rest of the show.
She's gone a little berserk. She's got a little rock star on us.
Mm.
She's getting a little cray-cray.
Let's see. Kiwi says she has no sound. Kiwi's in the room, by the way, everybody.
What?
Kiwi's trying to listen. Her Android isn't working. So,
that sucks.
So her, she's. I don't,
this
I guess,
is why she should have an iTelephone.
She should. We all should. They should be just given to us.
I think they should. They do give out the iPhone 4 for free now.
Really?
Sarah? Yeah, that's the free phone. Is the 4?
Sarah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do in June, when our program is up. I thought they were just going to give us the 3.
No, they give you the 4. Like, the 4 is free.
Here's the 3. Just take this and shut up.
Now, though, you'll have to pay to get it activated and whatnot, but.
What? Forget it.
Yep.
I'm just going to shake it. I'm going to carry it around if it's free. Let's give a few shout outs to the people.
I think you'll like it. It's better than your current phone.
Than my Droid?
Yeah.
Droid. Let's give a few shout-outs to the room. We got producer Rob in the room who told us to go, which is awesome. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
We have...
Like, he wants us to leave, or...?
No, he wants us to talk.
Okay. Did you hit record, though?
I did hit record, yes. We are 5 whole minutes into the show.
Sorry.
Actually, we're probably less than 5 minutes in the show, but I hit record before we started. So, producer Rob, thank you for joining us. We have Canadian Lindsay, as well as Canadian Anastasia in the room. So, we have a huge audience from Canada now. And all the way from
that's
the
good.
All the way from the UK, we've got Charlie is in the room. And
Charlie!
And all the way here in Orlando land somewhere, we have Sarah's in the room. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Listener Sarah, not you, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for paying attention.
It was a joke.
She heard her
these
name.
These are jokes.
These are jokes. These are the jokes, foot kids.
These are the jokes.
Anastasia and Lindsay both say hello. Hello. And Sarah apparently has an iPhone 4, and she likes it. So,
Sarah Martinez?
No. Sarah, listener.
I'm like, I do? Oh.
Charlie says...
I have an iPhone, an iTelephone 5.
Oh, man. Charlie is still awake again this week, so she's here.
What time is it there?
Isn't it like 2:14 or something like that?
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know why she's still awake.
Does she have a job?
I think she has a job. Oh, it's midnight. Oh, it's midnight. Yeah, I don't know why. It's 2 o'clock whenever she goes to bed after the show.
Sorry.
And Sarah says, Sarah's rock.
That's right. What up? What up?
And yes, she does have a job. So, Adam.
Yeah, what does she do?
What do you do, Charlie? If you just give that away to everybody. And while we're waiting for that, Adam, I'm going to say the weather here is perfect.
I bet it is.
I mean, it is. This is the weather that you
dreams are made of.
That you, when you come to visit Florida and you walk into this weather and you're like, this, I should move here.
What's the weather, Dave?
Sarah, what would you say? It's in the high 70s?
Yes.
It's in the high 70s, light breeze. Yes.
Oh, that is nice.
Yes.
It's sunny.
See, I really kind of liked when I was down there in November. I know y'all thought it was a little cold, but...
It was.
I really kind of liked it.
It was cold. And it was cold last week, so I had a jacket and everything. It was down in the 40s at night.
And that's nice.
No, it's not nice.
That's nice.
No, what's the weather like where you are at in the Midwest?
It was a high of 50 today.
Gee, that sounds terrible.
On Friday, it was 72.
Whoa.
And then yesterday, it snowed.
Let it snow. Good Lord. It was St. Patrick's Day yesterday, right?
Yeah.
That's why I hate St. Patrick's Day.
It snowed in the morning, then changed to freezing rain, and then thunderstorms.
Yep. That's St. Patrick's Day.
It was some interesting shit going on yesterday. Oh, sorry, Millie can probably hear that.
She more likely did. That's right, she didn't just repeat it automatically.
I won't say shit anymore.
Okay. She's reading a book. It's fine.
Okay, good.
It's just a book of profanity, though. I don't know how she got her hands on that. It's a good thing she can't read. Right. It's just pictures of poop. Yeah, it's weird. St. Patrick's Day, Adam, I always take me back to when I was in high school and had to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I hate it.
St. Patrick's Day takes me back to nothing because I don't really... Like, St. Patrick's Day doesn't mean anything to me. I know.
Well,
I didn't even wear green yesterday.
We didn't either. We went to the park, and there were all sorts of people wearing green. We did not. We realized, oh, shit, St. Patrick's Day.
Were you getting pinched all day?
Sarah was, but for other reasons.
Dave would not leave me alone.
On the tuchus?
Yes.
Yeesh. But, so that's our weather forecast for today. Canada, it's 23, by the way.
Yeeks.
Oh, my. Celsius, though?
I don't know. Maybe, no.
Because, I mean, that would be warm, wouldn't it?
That's true.
I don't know if it's that much warmer, though.
Oh,
I
don't know.
Let's just think it's warmer.
Yeah, it's certainly warmer.
Nope. Anastasia, so there's a snowstorm for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
She said she did, Lindsay said Fahrenheit for you guys because she converted it.
Oh, okay.
She converted to American.
So what is that Celsius, then?
So what is that Celsius? Like negative 12? Adam, do the new math, quick.
I can't do math.
Got to double it and add 30? No. All right, well, then we will never know what it is.
Double it and add 30.
Isn't that how you do new math? I don't know. Millie is attacking the microphone stand now. Adam, how did your show go?
It went extremely well.
Oh, good.
Extremely well. We set up seats for... 60 and 67 people came.
For 16 people?
60.
Oh, 60.
Yeah, so we had to add more seats. Big, lots of laughs, lots of hilarity.
Will we be seeing
it? It's a good time. I think everyone will be coming back to the April show, which is good. We'll probably even have more people. So
nice. Will we be seeing any of this on the YouTubes?
No, we did not. I don't believe anybody filmed it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Ramsey was hilarious, as you might imagine.
That guy is hilarious.
He really is funny.
I miss that guy. I sent his wife a Facebook message the other day.
Oh, that's good.
Because he does not have a Facebook page.
And you don't miss her face at all, huh?
Well, I've seen her and chatted with her on the Facebooks before, okay. So it's not nearly as important.
Gotcha.
Let's see, what was the message that I sent her?
I hope it said, you have a butt.
You have a butt? No, I would never say that.
She does, though.
It's true. I said, say hi to Chris for me, and she said, okay, I will let you know what he says back.
Oh, and I said, he didn't say anything back.
I said, please do. I don't know how he survives without Facebook. He is a strong man. And she's just replied, he's just not very friendly.
Oh.
And I said, that makes sense.
So that was his response.
No, that was at 6 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the response was, he said, all right.
Awesome.
So that is Ramsey. By the way, it's -5 in the Celsius.
Oh.
So there you go.
All right, you guys, I'm on Pinterest. To totally change the subject here, I'm on Pinterest, okay. And I'm... Can I change the subject for a
sure,
minute?
Sure, we're going to change the subject here. hold on. We're going to change the subject here. All right, Sarah's changing the subject.
So the other day I had a canker sore on my lip. Not herpes.
Sarah, we need to
not
talk.
Herpes. Mm-hmm. Herpes you get in the corner of your mouth. This was right like in the middle of my bottom lip. Anyway, so on Pinterest, I just saw this a pin that leads you to a website that tells you the best way to get rid of canker sores.
Uh-huh.
And number one is aloe, which doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, but who wants to put that in their mouth?
I know. It just probably tastes awful.
Ugh.
And then, okay, so, all right, I can see. Yeah, that's cool. And then number two is baking soda.
Just what does that do? Just fizz away?
I guess.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I like it.
Yeah, you make a paste of baking soda. You can apply baking soda directly to the canker sore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that doesn't sound good. But again, go get it. Okay, that doesn't sound too terrible. Like it actually work. Okay, number three, vinegar and salt.
That would be more of don't ever get this again.
Yeah.
This is teaching you a lesson.
That like wills your body to not ever make them again.
Vinegar and salt is not something that I would want. Adam, did you hear that?
No, sir. I had a coughing fit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, now we all have it. Emiliana said, ouch.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Are
it's cut, not allowed.
Oh, well, are you okay now?
I am.
Do you need baking soda and aloe?
Did you need some vinegar and salt?
Vinegar sounds awful.
That's number three on the way to get rid of a canker sore.
Is there more?
Yeah, there is a few more. The next one is fresh onion.
Fresh onion?
What?
Dice a small bit of onion and put that little dice mixture onto the canker sore. Hold for about a minute to let the onion juices seep into the sore. Mm. Do this 3 or 4 times a day.
These are all things to say. Don't get herpes.
I know, right? Ay, ay, ay. And the other ones aren't totally terrible. I mean, salt is on here a couple times. There's salt. It says if you can tolerate the pain, then put a little salt directly onto the canker sore. This is a drying
fact. I've actually heard that and I've done it.
Yeah. Ouch. Or to gargle salt water, copper sulfate. Where the heck do you get copper sulfate?
I don't even know what copper sulfate is.
Me neither. And why would anyone want to put that in their mouth?
I know. That just doesn't seem safe. Not at all. Sage, I guess. A stinker.
Spooge? did you say spooge?
Sage. Oh. Oh, salt and hydrogen peroxide.
There it gets fizzy.
Oh, God. That's awful.
God, that sounds terrible.
I mean, there's like, oh, there's a whole lot on here. There's 24. Good oral hygiene is a good way.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think I get them whenever I drink like too much soda or something, and then I'll that's whenever I seem to get them. And I think with Cody and Umbretta in town, I just had a little bit too much soda.
Would it be bad if I labeled this section, Sarah does not have herpes?
Nope, because that's not true.
Oh, wait, what? I was going to...
Canker sores are a form of herpes.
Yeah.
Just not the kind that you're thinking of,
just
Dave.
Not the sexually transmitted version.
Right. Herpes is in the corner of your mouth, and I didn't have that in the corner of my mouth.
She's very obsessed with this.
Well, I don't want to be spread around that I have herpes.
That's why I'm going to write down, Sarah does not have herpes.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's going to be the subject of when this goes on the internet.
Yeah, so there if you want to search for it on Pinterest, it's there. If you want to rub some salt on your canker sore, that's how you
get
it.
Well, Molly had one, and she was complaining about it, and I had some medicine that I could put on there, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to think of other ways that I could help her, but...
Just don't touch it.
You could do papaya leaves. Chewing papaya leaves to release its juices is a folk remedy for a canker sore. Some people swear it's efficiency for treating canker sores. Or plum juice. Again, that's a folk remedy, though.
Can't trust them old folks.
No. Cayenne. Oh, cayenne is on here. What? Why would people do that? That just seems...
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It seems awful. You're holding it with your tootsies?
So Miliana has discovered a new toy that she seems to love. It's a Timothy Q mouse stuffed animal from Dumbo.
Okay.
And she won't carry him around. She will make me carry him around.
She does.
And then she said, then I'll have him in my hand. She'll say, come on, mouse. Come on, mouse. And she stopped calling him Timothy as of yesterday.
Because Dave kept trying to correct her because she said she would say more Tiffany.
Yes, Tiffany. But I guess I can do a Timothy the Mouse, Timothy Q Mouse voice.
He can.
Dumbo!
I can.
Let's hear it.
Dumbo! You can fly! There, that's it.
Oh, you can do one?
You son of a bitch.
I was going to say, you can do more than that.
Well, I can do more than that, but I have nothing to say. And I don't want to have to, I'm not having a full conversation with Millie right now.
No.
What you got in your mouth, Millie? Yeah. It's basically just like a New York... type of accent, I guess.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I don't know. But Charlie says she's... says my Timothy impression is not as good as my Kermit. Hmm. Well, you're
it
not.
It must be pretty good. Millie was not impressed with my Timothy the Mouse, or Q Mouse, playing with a doll. She took it right away from me and gave it back to Dave.
That was really funny. She took it away from me. It was like, yeah.
Like, this isn't going to work.
No. No,
you're
no,
no. You're real bad at this.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
When it comes to voices, I guess I'm the guy. I'm surprised Millie's still rocking up this hour, but...
Are you kidding? She has not been to bed, like, earlier than 9 in a long time.
That's true.
I'm sorry. That's sorry true. To burst your
it's
bubble
okay.
there, Pops.
Mm-hmm. If it were me, I'd have her in bed already.
Yeah, now, she'd be screaming.
I was just going to say, we hear screaming from the next room, but she would be in bed. It's just like that.
No, not anything like that. So, anyway, that was my Pinterest contribution.
Sarah's Pinterest contribution. I'm going to have to get a song for that.
So, yeah, you should write one.
That was it just then. Sarah's Pinterest contribution.
You almost forgot it. It's only like 3 words.
I have a very short memory span.
What?
Wow.
Does she just yell why?
Yes, pretty much.
Now she yells fly.
Speaking of why, Adam.
Yeah?
I thought about this today. This is our show 99. Remember what happened in 1999?
That's when I was going to party like.
You're going to party like 1999?
Did it take you a minute?
Took me a second. Like, in a party
yeah,
like,
come
what?
On, Dave. Really?
Y2K.
Well, that happened in 2000.
But it was getting ready to happen in 99 going into 2000.
Yeah, I guess that was the big craze, right?
It was
the
big craze of 99.
When everybody was freaking out.
Because they were afraid that the world was going to end.
Right.
I don't know, what were they afraid of?
It's because all of the computer systems, when they were built, they were built to not go past 1999.
Oh.
And so, like, they said that once it turned to 2000, everything was going to revert back to whatever the first recorded time in the computer was, and that would ruin everyone's everything.
Did they think computers weren't going to be around after 1999, or?
I don't know. I think it was a lot of malarkey.
Oh. So what I'm reading here, that, you know, people upgraded their computers and whatnot. And that's, let's see, it did not have a significant effect on the computer industry, though countries like Italy and South Korea, who did not spend a lot of money fixing the problems, experienced a few problems than those companies that spent much more, such as the United Kingdom and the United States. So, but planes did not drop out of the sky.
No, they don't.
My cell phone kept working. Cows did not start producing cheese instead of milk. So those things didn't happen.
Why are we talking about this? Why are we?
Because we got 2 hours to kill.
I'm sorry.
Because we're on show 99. We don't have to necessarily kill 2 hours, Dave.
We have at least an hour and a half to kill.
I was just curious.
We're 15 minutes into the show.
I just saw maybe this link to something that was happening now. I apologize. I'm sorry. I heard on NPR they were talking about guns, smart guns that will only shoot if you're wearing like either a certain ring or if you had certain thing embedded into the palm of your hand.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They'll only kill people wearing the color red.
Yeah.
I see. I guess smart guns would be good.
I see it. Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad thing, I wouldn't think.
I don't think people would want things embedded into their hands, though. They would think that the man was listening in on their conversations.
Yeah. Well, and there was one other way they were talking about it. Like, it can, the way you grip a gun and the I guess, like, the muscles that you use is like a fingerprint, so it would only shoot if it was your hand that was, squeezing the trigger, which I would think, and one person that I'm sure is like very pro-gun was like, well, most of these things, most of these mass shootings happen by people that, they had legit guns. But just think of all the kids that accidentally shoot themselves every year.
Yeah, it's like, I think that's part of the bigger picture that people don't look at.
Right, right. So,
like, there's so much other, like, accidental and little stuff like that. Sure, we all know that, you're not going to stop that crazy guy from getting his own gun and doing whatever he's going to do, but
right.
You will stop the accidental stuff.
Right, exactly. Which, the accidental stuff is like such a higher, more, even though it is very tragic and it's very, like publicized, I don't know how else to say it, but very, everybody sees it more whenever, a school is shot up and stuff, but I'm sure like the accidents and things probably cause a way higher percentage than, the mass shootings like that. So even though the other one, I mean, it seems more tragic, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
No. Rob posted it that it didn't help Judge Dredd.
Oh, it didn't? I'm sorry. I didn't.
Okay, are we talking about the original Judge Dredd or the remake? But I have vague recollections that Judge Dredd had a gun that you can only shoot if it was your hand. I think they cut someone's hand off. I'll have to wait 7 seconds.
I never saw that first, the remake of Judge Dredd. Because I didn't care for the first one.
I am the law. The first one was terrible, and I think we've talked about it before because of Rob Schneider.
And we have talked about it?
I think we have. Well, I know I've talked about how much I don't like the original Judge Dredd because of Rob Schneider. Because he was the comic relief, and it was unfortunate because it didn't need comic relief. It could have been an exciting comic book movie.
He a person in the comic book?
No, he was just a character added in for comic relief. He was when Judge Dredd got arrested and put in jail and he was escaping, he had to escape with Rob Schneider in that. And comedy ensued. Buddy movie. It became a buddy movie. Rob says that in the original, the guns you had be the same had be the correct DNA. So if it was DNA to trigger the gun, except he says here, and his brother was a bad guy, so that's bad. And Lindsay says, wasn't that also in District 9, alien weaponry and such?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the aliens
are smart.
Of course
they make that look evil, you know.
Yeah, the aliens were smart.
I know, but...
Who knew? Who knew aliens were smart?
Who knew indeed?
Just so they could fly here and we're stuck in this rock.
That's right. This heck hole.
It just would, I don't know. It just seems like it would solve a lot of problems. Imagine the theft rate of all that stuff would go down because you can't steal a gun that you can't shoot. And I mean, I'm sure people will figure out a way to, you know, make it work.
To take it
by cloning themselves into other people.
Whoa.
Or on District 9, like you were just
Or disassembling about. The gun, maybe, and reassembling it using the new fabricated pieces.
Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do?
That's the business I'm getting into. I just started watching Revolution. Did anyone watch this?
No, I've heard about it.
It's actually really good. I mean, the acting isn't, but I think the story is pretty good. I mean, from what I've seen thus far, just imagine, Adam, if today all of the electricity in the entire world went out.
Right.
What would you have?
I'd have a lot of stuff that doesn't work.
This one woman, it was 16 years after, I believe, and she carries her iPhone around with her everywhere she goes, and the guy finally asked her why, and it's because those were the only pictures of her children were on that phone. She had no other pictures, so she...
Did her kids die?
Her kids were in... She was English, so her kids were in England. So she couldn't get back to them.
Gotcha.
The only connection she had was through her iPhone, which she couldn't use because it didn't work.
See, I have one of those flashlights that you can use to, that you, what are they called? It's got like the little spinny thing on the side and you can spin it to charge your battery. And it's got a USB port on it that I could plug my phone into.
Well, apparently this is some sort of other thing going on that no electricity can work.
Uh-huh.
So that's the big issue.
I don't believe it.
And by episode 4, since anyone, spoiler alert, by episode 4 we finally, because I was wondering, because they're traveling by foot everywhere. Everyone's traveling by foot or by horseback. And I'm like, why aren't there anyone on a bicycle?
Yeah.
Or and then finally in episode 4 we see our first...
Those bicycles don't work either.
we see our first steam train. Like, yeah, like, why couldn't... I mean, I couldn't... There's so much technology we could step back into if necessary. Like steam, you know? Because didn't we run before on steam? Steamboats?
Didn't we?
Steam trains?
Yeah.
We can figure out how to run on hydro power.
Doc Brown got Back to the Future.
For the love of God. So I don't understand why it took 16 years to get the first train working. Because all those parts had to be fabricated before trains were made anyways. Or before electricity was made anyways. Idiots. Everyone became idiots.
That's right.
All the geniuses became stupid. Steamboat Willie, yes. one of the characters was a Google executive. He said he used to have millions of dollars and now he can't. Has got nothing. Yeah, Millie, I'm looking. Don't touch that.
I was going to say, I don't think you should be sitting.
So that's a good show. Check it out if you have the chance. And Lost. Lost is a good show.
I don't like it.
No?
No, I can't get into it. I've tried to watch it twice and I can't do it.
And I heard
Meaning like I've actually watched a lot of it. Mm. Like I watched all of season one, then I started watching season two again and I just couldn't do it.
No. Well, I enjoyed it.
We did.
I know
like
how
it
ends, so it's okay.
I also heard a song on the radio the other day, which I think is going to be really catchy. Call Me Maybe.
Oh, really?
I think I'm a little behind.
Why do you think it's going to be good?
No, it's catchy. It's catchy. It's got a little catchy swing to it. in that chorus line. I think people will get a kick out of that. No. Millie says no.
Millie
never
says
mind.
No, even though she sings along with it.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, now it's time for our next section of the program. I have to look at my notes. Oh, okay. So, I heard about this the other day. I guess I guess summer camps are opening up for adults.
Yeah.
Have you heard this? Have you heard this, Adam?
No, I was just saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. So summer camps are opening for adults because adults miss the camaraderie of summer camp. So they're going back to adult summer camp. I guess this is like when dodgeball became really big for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess kids would go. Would you, Adam, would you go back to camp?
I never went to camp.
You, not even like day camp?
Right. Never.
Really? Wow. What did you do in the summer?
You went to- we lived across the street from my grandparents, and they had a swimming pool.
Oh.
And we went swimming every day.
Nice. Well, my family
weren't. Is that okay?
My family weren't rich like that, so they sent me away to summer camp. Well, not away.
That's right. They hate you. It was did day Jew camp.
No, it was the Jew camp. I did go to Jew camp once for a weekend, and we watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
What?
Yeah, in the big gymnasium.
At Jew camp.
At Jew camp. Yes, I don't really remember anything else besides those three things. Besides going. And my batteries and my Walkman dying on the way there.
Oh, that's a bummer. Oh,
did you have to get new batteries, nope, or were you just done?
That was it. That was it. On the bus ride there, that was it. I was so pissed. When I climbed into my sleeping bag, because I had my sleeping bag with me in the bunk, because I wasn't going to sleep in the bunk, I found the TV remote control.
Were your parents pissed?
Well, no, it was for the basement TV, but I had lost it a while ago. So I was like,
okay,
cool.
So you were okay.
Cool, remote control. And watching Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And
this was all at Jew camp. How long was Jew camp?
This was just a weekend. Just a retreat.
Okay. A friend of mine that I work with from New Jersey, she talked about Jew camp and how fun it is.
I'm pretty certain it wasn't called Jew camp, though.
That's what she calls it.
When you think Jew camp, you think I think of other types of Jew camps, and it wasn't like that.
Oh, not, you think of concentration
yes,
camps?
Yes, it wasn't like that.
You Jews are so sensitive.
I didn't take a shower once while I was there.
I don't blame you. Go in this little room. No.
No. I'm not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
You're tricking me. You tricked me once.
No.
Not twice. No. But,
fool me once. Shame on me.
Yes. No.
Fool me twice.
Holocaust.
Can't fool me twice.
Holocaust.
Nope.
I was a kid. It was a temple, and temple was only 2 days a week anyway, so... We only went away for the weekend. It was like an outdoor ed type thing, except it was just like 2 days.
So what? Then you went to like a real summer camp, though.
Well, yeah, in the summer it was a day camp. So
gotcha.
Devonshire.
So like, I'm thinking like meatballs. You never did anything like
that. No, never did anything like that. Though they tried. I went to Muskogee Day Camp, and they tried to be as meatballs as possible.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, does that mean that, was it like Wet Hot American Summer? That's one of my favorite films.
I haven't seen it yet. I own it and I haven't watched
Dave,
it yet.
Oh, Dave, watch
it.
Hilarious.
I've been waiting for the proper time to watch it, and those times keep passing.
You should totally, it's very funny.
All right. No, we did, you know, like a big, even in Devonshire Day Camp, we did a talent show. Sarah, did you go to day camp?
I went to one day camp, yeah.
Was it a sleepaway camp or just a day camp?
It was just a day camp, except one night whenever... I'm trying not to move this microphone around a lot because it's making a lot of noise. It was like a week long, and we stayed the night one night because the next day we were going to go to Disneyland.
So were you like 19 and were you and your bunk mates like wearing little cotton nightgowns? And...
Answer the question.
Millie thinks that's funny.
Yeah, answer the question.
No. I think I was only like 9 or 10.
Yep, never mind.
Forget it.
Moving on. Moving on.
Next topic.
But well, we did.
Movies have led me astray, Dave.
Yeah, I know. No panty raids. No.
Yeah, come on. This is terrible.
You know, well, it was a day camp, so we didn't do any panty raids. We did the talent shows. We did one, though, in one year when I was at Muskogee Day Camp, they wanted us to do, our camp counselor wanted us to all sing a song. And by making fun of the other camp counselors, like, yeah, this is always funny every year a group does it. We're going to do it this year. And they wanted me to be the fat camp counselor.
Oh, no.
Because they thought it'd be funny, and I didn't want to do it. And they said, you'll love it. You'll do it. And I'm like, I will put a pillow in your shirt. And like, I don't want to do that. Because I was kind of a heavy set kid to begin with. Not really heavy set, but
you
I was a little chubby.
No.
Yeah, just a little bit. So no. I wore husky pants. So I didn't.
I really doubt that.
It's true. I did. Funny. I did wear husky pants. Why would I know what they were? Why would I know what husky pants were if I didn't wear them?
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, Rob can comment if he wants, but I'm sure he's playing Call of Duty. Anyway, so I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. And so the day of the show, I didn't go. I went and I stayed home sick. So I'm sure I screwed I'm sure I screwed their entire show up.
Yeah, but they were bullying you into doing something you didn't want to.
They were. Where did I get husky pants? JCPenney's, I'm sure.
JCPenney's, right.
Oh, let's see. I remember. And we did. I do remember once we made rafts because there was a little like a creek or a lake. Not a lake. It was really small. Right by. We learned how to row boats and canoes. But I was terrible at it. But we once built a boat out of trash bags and whatever supplies they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And our boat sank.
Nope. Nice.
I don't think anyone's
boat was built out of trash bags, Dave.
I don't think any boat got any further than the beach before it sunk. I remember a lot of running and yelling. I also remember a lot of yelling when
ours caught on fire for some reason.
Why?
Hit an iceberg.
Humanity! And all of us were on it. Maybe we all shouldn't have been on it. I remember being yelled at for not steering the canoe properly. Because I wasn't there the day that everyone learned how to steer a canoe.
Did they think that you should have been able to do it because you looked almost Indian?
Yes. Like, Injun, come on.
look at this. Hey, painted man. You steer boat.
It was an Indian day camp. Like American Indian, so native.
Camp Manny Haha?
Yes. I was looking at pictures of that the other day. No, it was Muskogee, for the Muskogee Indians.
I remember, Dave, during Camp Minnehaha, and I don't remember why I remember this, but you used to sit in at intermission playing your Game Boy Advance.
Did I do it just during then?
I don't know. I just remember you in that yellow shirt sitting there playing Game Boy Advance.
Good night, Charlie. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to download.
Hey, Charlie.
Give us a good review.
You're awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome. Yeah, yeah. I remember playing the Game Boy Advance a lot to a point where I have distinct memories of sitting in the back room of my or sitting in my office at Dappy while I should be working playing Game Boy Advance. So I was playing I was playing either Metroid at the time or I was playing. Maybe I was playing Zelda, but I was immersed in it. It's either Metroid or Zelda. Oop, lost Adam. There's a problem with this call. Hold while we try to get it back, and we should have him back.
Hello.
Did you?
That was weird.
It was weird. Did you hear that? I was probably playing Metroid.
Oh, is that what it was? I remember you playing a Lord of the Rings game.
Yeah. I got that too.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
I think that was the one you took to Singapore or something.
I did take that to Singapore. Yes. I did have a Lord of the Rings game. It was neat because it was it was Game Boy Advance, but it was neat because you can play as four different characters. The only problem was you had to start each game over.
Oh my god, there was no save point?
No, you can save, but to be a different character, you couldn't just switch or something. You had to start a whole new game as a different character. No, but Metroid, there was no save.
Could you be all of the people from the Lord of the Ring Fellowship, or what was it?
You could be Frodo, Legolas, Gimli, or
Aragorn.
You can be Aragorn too. Yes. And you could also be, what's his name? The wizard.
Gandalf.
So maybe you couldn't be Gimli. Because he was just a dwarf.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was good times. I don't know why I was just playing my Game Boy, though. Probably because I was engrossed in the game or just didn't want to socialize.
You were obsessed with the Game Boy Advance, I felt.
I spent my hard-earned money on that thing.
I bet you did. And then I went and bought one because I knew I liked your Game Boy Advance.
Oh, nice. Do you still have it?
No, I ended up getting a Nintendo DS. Oh. And now all that stuff is taken away by iPhones and all that kind of stuff, you know.
If I had a camera on me right now, I could show you that I am holding my Game Boy Advance in my hands.
Do you still play it?
No, the batteries are dead. I could play it if I really wanted to.
Is this the Game Boy Advance, like the little one that opened up?
No, that was the next one that came around. This was the first one. And if Cody were here, he would tell you how much I obsessed over trying to figure out what color to get.
Didn't you get white?
Yeah, it was iceberg.
You're a loser.
Why? I didn't want.
Why would you get white?
Because I didn't want another color.
But why were you obsessed over the color if you ended up getting white?
I don't know, because I like the name iceberg.
Okay.
I have it right here. Maybe you can hear it.
Yep, I hear it.
I'm pressing all the buttons. It's exactly how I'd play the game as well. Let's see if I turn it on and see what happens. Where's the on switch? All right, I turned it on. And nothing's happening.
You should find the charger and charge it.
Nope, no charger. Took batteries.
Double A batteries? That's it?
Two double A batteries, yep.
Oh, Dave, you need to fire that thing back up.
Maybe I will before the show's over.
You should. Get some double A's.
I've got Metroid in here right now.
The original Metroid?
Yes.
Nice. I never played that.
What?
Yep, I never had it. I was more of a Zelda person, so I never got Metroid.
See, I didn't have Zelda. Yeah, this is a classic NES series Metroid.
Nice.
I wanted... I didn't have many games for my Nintendo. We should probably be listening to this music now.
Yeah, we should.
Since we're talking video games.
Yeah, we got real nerdy, sorry.
We did.
Sorry, Sarah.
It's okay, she's left the room.
Oh, okay, good.
She's trying to...
Phew.
She said, what are you saying? I heard that.
So she didn't hear it if she asked what we're saying,
it's
right?
It's true. We're talking about Game Boys and things.
Oh.
Did you have a game?
why was my name brought up? Did I what?
Because Adam apologized for getting really nerdy.
Oh. We used to play, my friend Margie, back in the day when I was in middle school. Her mom was from Japan, so they lived in Japan for a while. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that was so loud. And she had like an original Japanese Nintendo, so we played Super Mario like nobody's business.
What is an original Japanese Nintendo?
I guess it was, well, all the like instructions and stuff were in Japanese. Like,
oh.
So. And I
still have a whole slew of old Nintendo games.
Uh-huh.
And I might go and buy, like, they have these Nintendo game players. You know, you can't buy a regular old Nintendo anymore, but you can buy these like knockoff brand things that you can play all these games in, and I thought, "Huh. I should get that and play some of my old video games."
I think that was the only game that they had. I know my brother played Nintendo and stuff whenever we were younger, but I don't remember. I don't remember all the games.
My favorite game of all time, my parents got me for my birthday or something. They brought it home, and it was called Keys to the Kingdom. And it was a Disney World game. And you basically had to ride all the rides and collect keys and stuff. Like, you got to ride Space Mountain. And when you rode Space Mountain, you basically just had to follow all of the directions as it popped up on the screen. Kind of like Dance Dance Revolution, if you know what that is.
Yeah,
I do.
And then they also had like where you had to fight all the ghosts in the Haunted Mansion and then fight the Pirates of the Caribbean. And it was a very fun game.
I wish I had that.
I never beat it. So that's why I kind of want to get one of these things so I can play it now and beat it as an adult.
Well, you probably still couldn't beat it.
I wonder.
All right, Adam, listen to this.
There it is.
Yep.
Still works, Dave. Still got it.
Oh, well. But you can't see it.
Did I just create a monster?
But see, this was the problem with the original Game Boy Advance. It doesn't have a backlight.
Oh, that's right.
So I can't see the screen right now because there's not enough light in this room. Let's just start a new game.
Didn't they used to have a light that you could hook to it?
They did, and I had that light.
That's right. I remember that. Yep.
But after years, it kept falling down.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. And here's my Metroid appearing out of nowhere.
I guess I'll have to get you that for your birthday, Dave.
Give me what? The light? Could you? Oops. I'm already dying. How is this possible?
See, my Game Boy DS, I have the one where you can play all the old Game Boy Advance games on it.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Oop. I'm dead. Okay, I'm going to put this down.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll keep playing it, won't you?
I will keep playing it. So that was everyone's camp memories?
We went to
Like I said, I never went to camp, so...
Sarah?
Oh, I think in, third or fourth grade, I went to, the school. You go to a camp for a week.
The outdoor ed?
Yeah.
Outdoor education? We did that.
It was cool. It was fun. They told ghost stories every night, though, before going to bed, and, I was so scared that I was almost sick.
Jesus.
I know. I was just scared.
Those are some scary stories.
I guess so.
And tonight, while you're sleeping... Tonight, while you're sleeping, someone will die.
I was so terrified. I couldn't sleep. I was so bad that I even asked one of the counselors. Every night a different counselor took a turn telling ghost stories. And I even went up to the counselor and I'm like, I don't know if I can listen to any more ghost stories. And she's like, oh, don't worry. I don't really tell scary stories. So she ended up telling this Indian story instead. So.
It makes me laugh because my sister and brother, my brother and sister-in-law are selling their house.
Uh-huh.
And every time she posts it on Facebook or one of her friends that I know posts it on Facebook, I go into the comments and write, I hear that there's ghosts in it.
Ghosts?
That is so mean.
And I always say, I've heard that there's ghosts in that house. And she always gets so mad at me, but I always do it. Are we done talking about camp? Because I got to talk about something here for a second.
You got something to talk about?
I do have something to talk about because I feel like I don't make any money because my family is all buying these ginormous houses.
Oh, jeez.
Right? My sister and brother-in-law just bought a house. And it is 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms.
Good. What the hell?
Right? There's 4 of them.
That's a mansion, isn't it?
It's huge, Dave. I'm not kidding you. It's probably 4,500 square feet.
Wow.
Can we?
And then with the basement is probably 6,000.
Jeez.
I miss a basement.
It's insane.
Can we ask how much they paid for it? Approximately.
I don't know for sure. But I mean, not as much as you probably are thinking,
right?
But still a lot of money, 400,000, 425,000.
Holy crap. They could have got 3 houses in Florida for that price. 6 bedrooms.
Not that size.
6
though.
Bedrooms. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
We saw, when we were looking at houses, we saw I think it was a 6 bedroom house. It at least had 3 or 4 bathrooms. And it was only 160.
Right, but how many square feet was it?
Oh, that's true. It didn't have a basement. Sarah?
No, it did not have a basement.
Yeah, this is 4,500 square feet. That's big.
Good Lord, no.
Yeah, that is really big.
It's like I walk into this house and it's cavernous.
You're like, hello?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, look at the size of this place.
They're like, Adam, are you here? Yes.
And right, and then my brother, AJ, he had to go and buy a house in Chesterfield.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what the hell? Look at this. What am I doing wrong? He's a pool boy.
You, sir, You are not doing anything wrong. You just don't want to be extravagant like that.
That's it. Yes,
you don't want to show off.
You don't want to show off. They're just peacocking, really.
Well, here's in all honesty, what I would much rather do if I all of a sudden came into a whole slew of money. Uh-huh. Okay. I would, have a nice house, but it wouldn't be anything ridiculous. But then I would buy a house in Florida. Or a condo in Orlando
Right across the street from our house. House for sale.
You know what? Maybe I would do that.
We can be named. Then we wouldn't move.
Oh, you guys are going to move?
I was going to say we're moving.
No.
David.
Matt, it all depends on how the neighborhood turns.
Well, if I moved in and I came in with a lot of money, I would buy us all season passes to Universal Studios.
Yay! Sweet.
Every year.
Yay!
Sweet.
What do we have to do to make this happen?
Yeah, right? I got to get a coming to large sums of money.
Let's win the lotto.
So far, not so good.
Have you asked for more money? Maybe that would do it.
I have. Doesn't seem to go over very well.
Can I have some more money? Adam, you're hilarious.
I need more large sums of money. And they're always like,
On my paycheck. Yes. My paychecks are significantly lacking zeros.
Right.
I need more of them. More zeros. And an office. Do you have an office?
Oh, no.
No, you have a cubicle because you had all that fabric that you were going to decorate your cubicle with.
Yes, and my whole company has done away with offices.
Oh.
There's like 5 offices in the company.
Oh.
Is that to be more
political? And I think it's for only the senior vice presidents.
And why is that? Is it?
I don't know. They went with an open floor plan.
To be more PC.
Yep.
We're all here together.
That's right. No one should get... Should have, everyone should be able to share the light. No one gets an office window.
Whoa. We all share the same office windows.
Yeah, my boss's boss, she cried when they took her office away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then they made her vice president, so I'm like, suck it up, cream puff.
So, but I'm assuming some people's cubes are closer to windows than others?
Yes, mine is right next to the window.
So you can look outside and go.
So is it like?
Boy, I'd rather be anywhere but here. That's all the window does.
I remember when I worked at when I was a temp at Bank of America, they put me in front of a window. I'm like, well, that's it. I'm not doing any work.
Yep.
I'm just gonna look outside and go, man, I wish I was out there, running with the kids.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Pushing that big hoop down the street with a stick.
Right in the old penny farthing. That's the bicycle with the giant wheel and the small wheel in the back. Skipping rocks. Shooting marbles. Hopping the scotch.
That's right.
Stick sword fighting.
Is there like a hierarchy for the people that get to sit by the window and the people that don't sit by the window?
No.
No.
It was just, I'm the loudest, so they put me away in the back.
It wasn't like a land rush, like when Oklahoma's like, all right, take your land.
No, they arranged it, so I don't really know how it worked.
Go ahead and stake your claim for your cubicle, and the land rushes on.
Right.
Everyone pushed over each other. You had 2 cubicles at one point?
I actually say, and people were like, if I have to sit here, I'm going to quit. I'm going to be looking for a new job, like in all these other places. And so I went to my boss and I was like, look, I could give a shit where I sit. So you could put me wherever, if people really are upset about it, you can put me wherever,
I just need access to YouTube.
Right.
And listen to a movie.com.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. If you can just make sure that I have listentoamovie.com, then I will be a happy worker.
I'm Spotify now. I haven't listened to a movie in a long time. I need to do that. But it's because I have these new cool big headphones, like over the ear, so I like to listen to music.
What is Spotify? I believe I'm on it, but I don't remember what it is.
It's just a it's like Pandora, only you don't have to. You can pick the music you want to listen to.
It seems like too much work.
At least on. But I mean, like, what you could do is you could go in and build playlists and all that kind of stuff. So
still too much work. I like
it's a lot of work.
I like my Pandora and my iHeartRadio. I just say, like, right now I've been playing the heck out of my playlist for Flock of Seagulls.
And I ran.
I ran so far away because I wanted to listen to 80s music, but couldn't think of a particular band that encapsulated 80s music. And I thought, Flock of Seagulls, that's it. So I can hear all my 80s favorites through the Flock of Seagulls channel.
That's a good one.
I couldn't get away.
Did I see Rob got a new bass guitar on the internet?
You know, I have not talked to Rob personally in a while, but I did see photographs of Rob's new, what I'm assuming is Rob's new bass guitar.
That he refurbished, right?
I'm assuming either he refurbished it or he got someone to refurbish it for him. But it was a Fender Squire, which, let's see, Robert, there you go. Which I thought was the lower end Fender bass.
Oh, well, there you go.
Fender Precision. Fender Squire Precision. It looks pretty.
Yeah, it's nice looking.
It looks pretty, especially the way it used to look. So, but he also bought a $1,500 bass like 2 weeks before, so.
What?
He said his friend Big Lou painted it. Nice. It looks pretty. It looks pretty.
It does look nice.
Looks nice. I wonder how much that
does. I thought he played lead guitar in the band.
He in our band in the Mad Hatters. He played lead guitar. But
but in his current band, he plays bass.
In all of his bands that he's in, he plays bass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rob is the bass player. I forced him to be the guitar player. If it were up to him, he'd just be the bass player.
And yeah, is it because you can't play guitar?
I can't play guitar. Or I can play guitar.
But you can play the bass.
I can play guitar very badly. Yes, I can play the bass.
You slap at the bass.
Yes. I play the bass above averagely. At least I used to. Now I play averagely. I can still play some nifty riffs now and again. That's only because of muscle memory.
Gotcha.
I can't do anything else. But, yeah, so I guess Big Lou painted it, and it is a nifty Fender Squire VM Precision bass. So I don't know what any of that means.
Me neither, but it sounds nifty.
So I mean, he now has a collection of guitars. Fender Precision. What was the rest of that?
Does he have a guitar room?
Does he have a guitar room?
That would be cool.
He used to.
My mom's cousin, who works in the music industry in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
He has a guitar room. And it's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he's got a grand piano. Not a baby grand, a grand piano.
It's fairly impressive.
And they're huge.
He used to have, let's see, in the basement, he put a wall up in his basement that had, in the inside room was his, was our practice area. And he kind of had, all of his guitars in there. But he used them, so he didn't have them on display. I guess maybe now he displays them, but he had to take that, switch rooms for some reason, so that room became his airplane room.
Okay.
Where he kept all of his airplane pieces and things, and then the outer room, which was Brian, his son's playroom, then became the music room. And that's where the drum set is.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if he's got his guitars hanging where I wanted to have my guitars hanging here. I just never got around to it.
Oh, you should totally do that.
I just don't. I haven't decided.
Don't you have a bass and an electric, like a lead guitar, a regular guitar?
Took a while to say. I have one bass and I have two guitars.
Oh, you do?
Yes. It was funny. I was thinking about this the other day. When we lived in Belleville, Illinois, our house was broken into, and they stole my original bass guitar, my original Yamaha guitar, my bass guitar.
Okay.
And they stole my new bass guitar, which I had just recently purchased, which I hated. It just felt terrible and sounded terrible. And my old guitar, which Rob had bought, I don't know where he got this thing. He bought it at either a garage sale or he found it in the street.
Okay.
But he sanded the whole thing down and rebuilt it back together and a trumpet. Rob reminds me of my trumpet. But he sanded the whole thing down, and then he took all the spray paint that he could find in the house and re-spray painted it, like the silver and all different colors.
Okay.
And then he sanded it down again, and I think he spray painted it black. It looked cool. It looked like a good guitar, but if you picked it up and played it, you're like, "Eee,
it's terrible.
This thing's a piece of shit." But when my house got broken into, they stole all of it, even the shitty guitar.
And that's because they don't know.
It was shitty. I felt sorry.
Yeah, but they didn't play it and be like, "Okay, we'll take this one."
I'm surprised they didn't bring it back.
Right.
I felt sorry for them.
Hey, we just robbed you, and this guitar sucks.
So I got everything replaced. I think I got my guitar and my bass replaced. And then a year later, my house got broken into again.
Ugh.
They stole it again. This time I was happy. In fact, I don't even remember what kind of guitar I had. But I remember that the replacement bass I had gotten, and this time I didn't like that one either. So when they replaced my when I went and bought my replacements, I actually went around to look for something that I liked.
Uh-huh.
And I got myself my Fender Jazz bass.
Which is the one you have now.
Which is I have now. It's kind of like a dark burgundy with a white, pick cover thing. And then I got my blue Ibanez bass with the black guard, which I thought was pretty awesome. And now those I spent a nice amount of money to get those replaced.
How much is a nice amount of money, Dave?
It was a couple hundred. It was like $300.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Not bad. Well, I mean, compared to the first replacement, I think I spent $150 on, which I didn't like. So I'm like, I gotta spend more. So I think the Fender here was like $375 or something.
And that's the one you used for the Mad Hatters, right?
No. This one is the only time this one's seen the stage was at the Triple Octane. Now the Mad Hatters, I use my brother's black Ibanez bass.
An Ibanez bass is a good bass?
It's a good bass, yes. It's a good company.
Gotcha.
And I have an Ibanez guitar. But a couple of years... Then, while I was working at St. Louis Union State... No, not Union Station. I was working at the Galleria. Remember Sam Goody?
Yeah.
They were going out of business. So I would go there. I would go there every day looking at their sales and what they had for sale. And I was buying props for the movie that I never made.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day I was looking in there and they had a BC Rich Warlock guitar.
Really?
And now if you remember, your classic Poison videos.
Oh, yes.
They all had those Warlock guitars, and they were sharp-edged on all, the four sharp edges. So I always wanted one, and Rob talked me out of buying a BC Rich bass guitar as my first guitar. The first one I picked up when I bought my first guitar, my first bass, I picked up a BC Rich Warlock bass guitar. It was lime green. And I said, this is, I want this. But it weighed.
Well, I'm glad he didn't. It would have gotten stolen.
It weighed a ton. And it was my first bass, and it was probably more than the Yamaha, which I ended up buying. But he talked me out of it. He said, "You're not going to use this guitar. You're going to want something more classic than this. You don't want to use this." I'm like, "Oh, all right." So when I had the opportunity to buy my very own Warlock guitar, I had to take it. It was $100.
Okay.
So, and it's a bronze, so it's like the starter guitar.
Yeah, it's a small one, right?
Yeah, it's small anyways. I mean, it's a regular.
It's like made for children.
No, no, it's an actual full-size guitar.
It is?
Looks
tiny.
Well, because it is tiny. It's all cut up. It's the same as, if you put it up next to my regular guitar, it's exact same size. It's just not nearly as sharp and jagged.
Gotcha.
So,
You can play a song on it, Dave?
I can certainly play power chords. Chords?
Nice.
I can certainly play power chords on it. And currently that's the only guitar in commission because my Ibanez the string broke and I don't have any replacements right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have not gone to the music store to replace my strings. I can't find any picks. I was using... what was I using the other day? I was using something ridiculous the other day to play. And then every time I pick up my guitar play, I realize, oh, I don't know how to play guitar.
Right.
This sounds terrible.
Why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this? It sounds like I'm Marty McFly from Back to the Future, and I'm turning invisible. Yeah, too obscure.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that.
Thank you. But, yeah, those are all my guitars, and that's your music lesson of the day. Yeah, they didn't steal my four-track, so that was nice.
Thank goodness.
That was our first mixing board here, so that was good.
What did you do with that mixing board?
It's in the closet.
How come?
Because I don't need it right now. Because Rob...
You will need it eventually?
Well, yeah, because it's my actual... Whoa. It's my actual only cassette player I have.
Oh.
And I have all of my music from my former bands and stuff. I can only listen to it from there. And or convert it into MP3 files, which I'm slowly doing that, which I haven't worked on that for a while. This is exciting talk.
It is. Real nerdy.
Real nerdy. And I have a bunch of tiny amps, and my big amp is in someone's house back in St. Louis.
Which you'll never get back.
I'll right? never see again unless you go and get it for me. But you may have to...
What am I going to do? You may have to go beat this person up?
I was going to say, you may have to intimidate him.
Is he bigger than me?
No. So I think
Is he stronger than me?
No, I don't think so. I think you could take him.
Okay.
I just don't know where I don't know where he is or where he lives.
Oh, well, then I don't got this.
And my friend Nick, he won't return my friend Nick's phone calls anymore. So,
oh,
and Nick was the our go to guy. He knew Nick,
the only liaison you had to the outside world.
Yes, and then when they got into a shouting match because the guy wanted $100 each to get our stuff back.
Why?
Because he had been holding it for 10 years. He's like, I want $100 each to get your stuff back. And we're like, neither of us have $100. So I would have given it to him if I had it. I would have been like, you know what? It's worth it. You held on to this shit for 10 right. years. But alack.
So you told him, sorry, man, I don't have it. But
I didn't tell him anything. Nick started swearing at him. And that's the last I know. Nick was.
So you just lost your amp because of Nick?
Yeah, pretty much. Don't remind me.
Oh.
Hey, Matt's in the room.
So Nick owes you money, right?
Nick owes me, yeah, $600. Matt's in the room. Matt says, sup, y'all.
Sup, foo.
Matt is our big fan from Chicago.
That's right. It's probably nice and cold.
Nice and cold, but I'm sure he's still barbecuing.
Oh, I love barbecue.
That's what he does. He barbecues.
Yeah, barbecuing's good.
He loves meat. Or he likes to eat meat. He certainly doesn't like animals.
Not right.
He'd rather them be dead. But nothing like a good barbecue.
Yeah, I agree. Do you barbecue a lot, Dave?
Not since my barbecue rusted out.
Oh, your barbecue rusted out?
My super whammy gas grill that I had in the backyard.
Yeah.
The burners corroded. Or they, oh. not the burners themselves, the carrier of the gas corroded. And so they kind of fell apart. So only one burner was working, which was fine. I could cook on one burner, but you really can't cook much. So I did my research, and I was able to locate the exact burners I needed. I ordered them, got them, and not only did the pieces corrode, the screws rusted in. So I can't get the screws out.
Oh.
And I don't own any tools besides a screwdriver and a drill. And a hammer. And I tried to like drill one of the screws out, and I just broke a drill bit by doing that, so I need someone with a skill saw or something. I don't know. So if someone,
that's gonna be rough though.
I know. If someone could cut this screw off and I could put new screws and bolts in there, I can do that, but I need to get these screws off, and I only got one out. Of course, I got one out for the one that was still working, so now that's out, and I can't use that
either.
Why
did you not have a cover?
No, I had a cover, but you know there were some days it wasn't covered, but it didn't matter. It was just the corrosion of the elements.
How old was your barbecue pit?
2 years.
How much?
Like 2 years old.
Since you moved down there? Like, you didn't bring it with you from
No. We got that one. It was like probably around the time we bought the house, 2010, I guess.
Wow, that sucks.
Just rusted all out. I have another barbecue in my backyard, though. I've got my charcoal grill, but I think if I put any charcoal in, it would just all fall out the bottom.
Oh. Because
that thing is completely rusted out. The cover blew
away. Why does it rust so much there?
Because there's a lot of rain and a lot of hard water. I have no idea. I'm not a meteorologist or a scientist.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems bad.
It does seem bad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
Hopefully I'll be able to either get that fixed and or have to buy a new barbecue. Yeah. Though I do, as much as I do enjoy the taste of charcoal, you can't beat the convenience of gas.
Oh my God, it's so much more convenient.
I mean, I convinced Sarah to buy the charcoal grill back when we first moved to Florida.
Yeah.
And after, you know, it's like, you know what, this is taking forever. Just to heat up these coals. I want my hot dogs now. So, anyways. I have one other subject I have written down on here.
Okay,
actually two. But Sarah's left the room, so we can't talk about the other one.
Okay.
But we can talk about bad bosses. Have you ever had any bad bosses?
You know, I've had bosses that a lot of people have thought were bad, but I've always got along with very well. But, you know, like my last boss, people don't like her that worked for her because she's very straightforward.
Right.
And she's very smart and she knows what she's talking about. And the way that she communicates is a little different and it comes off as a little harsh.
Right.
But as long as you know what you're talking about, you could give it right back to her and it doesn't, like, affect her. You know, like, she'll come up and she'll be like, Adam, what is happening? Why is this doing this? You know, we need to do this, And I'm like, wait a minute, calm down. This is why this is happening. We don't need to do that. You know, and she was like, oh, okay. But, like, other people, we could always get real offended by that.
Right.
You know, and to me, I just, whatever.
I've had bosses like that.
Like, but I mean, I had one boss that when I was in high school, I worked at the ice skating rink.
You worked at an ice skating rink?
Say what?
You worked at an ice skating rink?
Yeah.
Ice skates?
And I was the skate sharpener.
Really? How old were you?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was actually really good at it. Like, I would have, like, these people that would come up and play hockey only request me.
Wow.
Because they liked the way that I sharpened the blade.
I worked at the
ice rink, right? And this guy owned it. The ice rink had this company that owned the ice skate rental and the concession stand. And so I was working the skate rental, you know, because that's where I was. I worked skate rental. I did all the skate sharpening and all that kind of stuff. And one night, he came up, I guess he thought that people weren't doing a whole lot of work. So as the skate rental person there, you kind of sat there and waited while everybody came. And while everybody came, there was hundreds and hundreds of people coming in and getting their skates. And you're running around and you basically waited until, like, the big lull died down. And then you would go sharpen skates or relace them or do whatever, you know, while you were waiting for people to turn in their skates. And so, like, one day he came in and was saying that people weren't doing work. And so he was spying on everybody. Like, he was sitting in the skating rink in, like, a hat and a coat, you know. And like, people were, you know, I was sitting behind the counter just helping people as they came up. And then once people came, you know, started dying down and I wasn't getting a steady flow of people, I went and started doing my work. Well, the next day he called this big meeting and he was like, and I came up here last night and I saw, he goes, somebody told you I was here and that's when you started working. And I was like, what? I was like, there wasn't a time last night that I wasn't working. I said, and he goes, oh, well, I watched everybody. And he goes, you had just helped somebody with skates and then, you know, you were talking with somebody and they told you I was here. So you went back and started sharpening skates. And I was like, no, that's not what I did at all. And then he goes, you're lying to me.
And then I
looked at him and I said, "Oh, well, that's interesting because I quit." And I handed him my key and then I walked out.
Wow.
And the other guy that sharpens skates, he was there too, and he said the same thing to him. And so he said, "You know what? I quit too." And so then we both quit. And he had nobody else to sharpen skates.
Oh.
Yeah. And so like he called us and he was like, "Look, I'm really sorry. Blah blah blah." He's like, "If you want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back." And I was like, "No."
Jeez.
I'm done.
You should have started
fuck yourself.
You should have started your own skate sharpening business.
I should have, like right next door to him.
Well, I'm sure the people who wanted their skates sharpened, they would have come straight to you and your business.
They probably would have.
Were they charging to have their skates sharpened?
Oh, yeah, they charged.
Well, you could have made money. What are you doing? Yeah. This is your great money-making opportunity.
Venture? Yeah, there's not that much. You'd think that there's a big market for ice skate rental, but or for ice skate sharpening, but there isn't as big as you'd think, Dave.
Well, maybe you know what you should do?
What's that?
When you get off work, your regular job, you should just go work at an ice skating rink.
Yeah, I should.
I mean, I'm sure with someone with your skills could get a job.
I haven't done it since I was in high school, Dave.
Well, it's like riding a bike.
It probably is. It's not that difficult to do.
I'm sure it's not dangerous at all.
No.
To be sharp.
It's not.
To sharpen skates.
There's lots of, like, sparks and stuff. But
and you know what? I bet the dads would remember you and be like, "Oh, you got to go to this guy. He was the best skate sharpener was
in town."
In town, and you can make bank. People would send you. Exactly. People would come all around the Florissant area to bring you ice skates.
Yep.
Or whatever area you're in. I don't know. I couldn't think of any other place.
Yeah, that was it. That's good.
Nice.
You were right, Dave.
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah.
What about you?
I never had a cool job like that. I worked at movie theaters.
No, I mean, did you have a bad boss?
Yeah, the Stearns were pretty terrible people in general.
Were they? What'd they do?
They owned the theater that I worked at. I'm sure they're not going to sue me, the Wilmette Theater. They don't own it anymore. But Mark Stern was the son. He ran the theater. His brother, God, I can't remember his name. Was a lawyer and had a law office upstairs above the movie theater. And
now, was this like an? I mean, I guess like when I think of it, am I thinking? Should I be thinking like Tivoli, or should I be thinking more like a big kind of like a multiplex?
You're gonna have to go smaller than the Tivoli. We had
really.
We had
okay.
Two screens.
Two screens. All right, got it.
Two screens.
So like the High Point.
Yeah, I guess I've never been. I don't think I ever went to.
I think the High Point's only that. Well,
we played. Mostly art films, and some
art films
art like I'm trying to remember. My mind just went blank for some of these movies. We played a movie called Mediterraneo.
Okay.
It was fairly humorous, though it was all in subtitles.
Okay.
We played that movie forever. I wish I could remember. My brain is failing me for the first time. Maybe not the first time.
Yeah.
Because I remember we played back. We did get Back to the Future 3. Which was a coup because we got that away from the major Cineplex down the street, so we got to world premiere or not world premiere.
Wow.
We got to premiere that, so that was insane. I remember we had Five-0 Goes West.
Nice.
Remember we had Boys in the Hood for what felt like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Driving Miss Daisy, I felt like we had that for 8 months.
Now, did you get to watch the movies?
Yes, when we weren't working.
Okay.
Like, if I have my day off, I can come in. There was one, but, you know, it's hard because you don't want to spend time on your day off at your job.
At your job, agreed.
But, I mean, there was one day that I spent the entire day at the movie theater. I came in there, and I'm like, well, because it was these, like, flip shows for some reason. So I came in, and I watched Five-0 Goes West in the morning, or not the morning, but, like, the first show. And then I went to the other theater, and, God, I watched something else. I may have watched Mediterraneo, the entire thing. And then I think I went and watched another movie afterwards. Like, I kept going back and forth to the theaters.
Yeah.
And had my Juji fruits.
Nice.
No, dots. I had dots because dots are only a dollar.
Dots. Okay.
And I had my big gulp cup, but not for soda, for my popcorn.
For popcorn.
Yes.
Right.
It was disgusting because it was filled with butter. Like the popcorn, the cup was filled with butter. It was so gross.
Yeah.
But yes, and mostly because I just had a crush on a girl who worked there.
Yeah, did you ever smooch her?
No, not really.
Not really?
Just a peck once, that was about it.
Okay.
I don't want to go into further detail.
Did she ever show you her boobs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, she likes somebody else.
That's a shame.
After I professed my love to her.
Oh, bummer.
She was the great quote of, she said, it's good to want things. You may never get them, but it's good to want things. Like, oh.
She said that to
yes.
you?
Yes, I'm paraphrasing, but she said something like that to me. Yes, wow. Yes. So funny story, I was at work the other day, and this I'll call her a customer, looked at my name tag and saw that where I was from. And she goes, oh, mm-hmm. I grew up in Evanston. I'm like, oh, we're practically neighbors. I was talking to her, and I'm kind of looking at her. I'm kind of sizing up her face and like to see how old she was. And I said, hey, well, what year did you graduate? And she goes, 93. I'm like, I graduated in 92. So maybe we know some of the same people. I said, I asked if she knew that girl. Because she went to Evanston. She goes, I think I do. I think I'm friends with her on Facebook. I'm like, okay. I said, well, and I just kind of said, if you happen to see her on Facebook, just tell her that Dave says hi. So that was all. And I walked away.
Like that. And nothing has happened.
Well, this was yesterday, and I don't expect anything to ever happen.
Oh, okay.
But because how many times you run into people and you're like, oh, yeah, we're same friends on Facebook, and you're not going to contact
them. Yeah,
that's
pretty crazy.
Did you see this person? Or do you know this person? But it was just weird because, like, once you know, it is a small world after all.
That's right. It's a world of laughter,
a world of tears,
a world of hope,
a world of fears?
I think so, isn't it?
I don't know.
And there's so much that we share.
That it's time we're aware?
That's right. It's small world after
all. But I never got into saying why my boss is bad. His parents, Richard and I can't remember his wife's name, were the owners of the theater, and they had owned it for years and years and years. Anyways, Mark Stern, real shithead, instead of telling you what to do, what he would do would be to grab me by the back of the neck and lead me around the theater. Like, first you need to do this, and then you need to do this, and this needs to get done. And he would just lead me around.
Oh, no.
He was a real douchebag. So now, when my current boss, I'm sure she doesn't mean anything by it, but when she just kind of lightly grabbed my sleeve to direct me someplace, I mean, I just, like, jerk back. Like, don't even touch me. Like, I'm not yours to be led like some sort of marionette.
That's right.
I'm a man. But yeah, that was a pretty terrible job. No, actually, the job was awesome. Those managers were idiots.
And, right.
Dennis was the only good manager there, and he was the part-time manager who worked on Thursdays. And I'm sure I've described this guy before. He had long blonde hair and a pencil-thin mustache, and he wore...
Yes, you did. Yeah.
He wore a gray shirt, black leather vest, and tight jeans with a chain and boots. And he'd ride his motorcycle to work once a week. Nine-nine. And he was Dennis, and he never came out of his office unless he was starting the theater or starting the movie, and then he went back to the office. Smoking cigarettes. Chain
what was
smoking
he doing
like crazy.
In there?
Just chain smoking, talk on the phone.
Oh, okay.
The movie would start, he would go up there, start the movie, come back down, chain smoking. Same thing with Dave, the other manager. That's all they did in the office was chain smoke. And then Mark would come in and yell at everyone and leave.
I've never seen a movie projector room until I went to the Tivoli and Mort showed us. It was awesome.
It's massive.
Yeah.
The platters. I never... I was taught how to do it once and was like, I'm never going to do this. I don't want to be responsible for having to splice the film back together. I just thought it was a bad idea. And when I worked at the Skokie Theater, they walked in, I'm like, no, I'm not going to project. I'm just going to usher.
Right.
I know that I'm 20, but I'm just going to ush. Because it's just too much responsibility. But now, on the other hand, when I went upstairs to the projection room to one of the theaters in the current job I have at the theme park land, in the giant theater... they had like six screens built in, and we have kind of a giant surrounding effect. All those projectors were taken out, and it's just DVD projectors now, just digital projectors.
So is that all it is?
So it's crazy to have this because its room is massive. But it's got these.
And then there's one little tiny thing.
Well, it's got six of them. It's got six of these little tiny projectors. All run on one, you know, one block server.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. I mean, but the platters are still there. They're just all piled up in the corner. All the film is wound up in the corner.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat to see. But I guess apparently there were only a certain number. Like, they only had a certain number of prints of that film. And if it broke and it couldn't be spliced back together, someone had to get on a plane, fly to California, and get it and can fly back. Actually, that's a lie. Now I'm thinking of something else. That's a different. That's a ride. One of the rides. I'll just go the ride Soarin'. I'll give you that much. That if the film broke, they had to fly to California to get a replacement film and fly back.
Wow.
That's because and it's still I believe it's still film. Yeah, it's still projector. I got to go underneath the screen the other day.
For what?
It was a special event type thing.
Cool.
Team building. So I got to go under. We got to go under the screen and see people's feet. Because
we
got to see the ride, and people going up and down and lifting up their feet and whatnot, and how high in the air it is. Like, it goes like 60 feet in the air. I think at the highest.
Oh my god, that's pretty high.
At the highest point. So it was neat. It'd be a very cool place to make out.
I bet.
Any of you kids out there looking for a cool makeout spot?
Looking for a good makeout point.
Good luck, because you have to go through a bunch of people to get there. But the Stearns were my worst bosses, because the dad was just as bad as the son, and they were all jackasses. They don't own the theater anymore, so.
We're good.
The Burroughs, who own the Skokie Theater, they weren't bad people. They were pretty dumb. We were able to take advantage of them. They said, They said we can order food every once in a while, so we were ordering food from them three times a week. I mean, Chinese food every Thursday, and it was ridiculous. Until they finally said, "No, you can't do that anymore." I'm like, "All right." Let's see. When I worked for Warner Brothers, that's when I discovered that people weren't always what they appeared to be.
Oh,
Carol was the super sweet, nicest manager we had when we first opened, and Kendra was a bitch. But once I got to know them, I found out that Carol was actually the bitch, and that Kendra was actually a really nice person, and you just had to get to know her. So now whenever someone's super nice, I'm like, maybe they're the bitch.
Yep.
So they're hiding something. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're just super nice. Trust no one.
They are super nice. You never know.
Trust no one. I've had some bad bosses at the last theme park that I worked in.
Yes.
Someone who destroyed my confidence until I got out of there, so that was nice. But good times. Any other bad bosses you may have had?
I've been pretty fortunate to not have bad bosses.
The ice.
Chris Ramsey was my boss at one point in time.
I bet he was a jerk.
He really was. Just a terrible boss.
Did he ever tell you what to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not like in a, you got to do that. You know what I mean? Like, not in that kind of way, but like. Yeah, he was a typical boss.
Well, he was my boss at the comedy club.
That's right.
He was all right. I thought he needed to be sterner than he was.
You think?
I thought so. But who knows? That place was going straight to hell as soon as we got there.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't know that.
No.
Millie is not in bed yet. Oh, well, I had a whole topic, and we'll talk about this maybe the next show, now that we're wrapping up. But the whole reason I brought up the whole camp thing was because some dude who was older, it was like he was 21 years old, he went back to high school to play football because he wanted to relive his high school days.
Okay.
And I heard this on a different show, but the question was, if you could go back and relive a time in your youth, what would it be? But we won't talk about that now.
That'll be good to hear what everybody would say.
Yeah, we need more people for that. That'd be show
100. Yeah, that'll be cool. That's a good subject.
That's show 100 shit, yo.
Yeah, that is 100 shit.
As well as, and Nick, and here's what I'm going to do with Nick. Give Nick, if he has a webcam on his laptop, hook him up in the kitchen. So he will be webcammed into the show.
That's a good idea.
So we will be able to watch what he's doing and hear on the show what he's doing, but we won't be able to, we won't have to be in the room. We can always close the screen so we don't have to watch it.
That's a good idea. Okay.
And the audience will listen. Because I was thinking about doing it outside, like bringing the whole show outside.
Right.
But I still don't want him puking in my backyard.
Yeah.
Just not cool.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah, because there's going to be lots of vomit.
There's no way he's not going to puke.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't imagine he wouldn't. However, I'm going to visit them when they're here in the loo.
Yes, next week.
This week.
This week.
They get in Thursday.
Nice.
I'm going to meet them for pizza.
Oh, you going to BJ's Pizza?
No, I think they're probably going to get Emo's. I think that's what they want.
Square Beyond Compare.
Yeah, so on Thursday when they get in, I'm going to go and have some pizza with them. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, should be fun.
It should be. It may not be, but it should be.
Right. Could be a real terrible time.
Could be like, oh, I realize I don't like you guys.
That's not going to happen.
No,
David.
They're likable folks.
Yeah, they are good folk.
Good peoples.
Good people.
I wish this show was funnier.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I wish we were funnier people.
Today we weren't that funny, were we?
We were very. I thought we were pretty informative.
We were way more informative today than funny. Well, you know what? When we do the dating game,
yes,
we'll get funny then.
I hope we
the newlywed game.
The dating game, that'd be awkward. maybe we can do the newlywed game for the show 100. But it'll have.
We should. If we can get everybody, we totally should.
It'll have to be before Nick vomits, though.
Yeah, but we should totally do it if we can get everybody.
We'll start off the show with Nick in the room drinking the milk.
Uh-huh.
So we can get away. We can do the dating game or the newlywed game right away. And then we send him to the next room so he can finish and puke.
Yes.
All right, I'm liking this idea now. All right, so we got two topics for next week's show thus far.
I really like to do the dating game if we can get it working. So.
I concur. Well, I will. We have 2 weeks because we're taking next week off.
Okay, we got this.
We got this. I'm going to try to have my internet changed over by then.
Thank God, because this connection seems terrible tonight.
I don't know. That's weird. But
now it seems better.
And see, of course, now it seems better.
No, never mind. It just broke up.
Average.
Yeah.
Typical.
What? I don't feel like it's been doing it for a really long time.
Listener Sarah wants us to find some single guys, and she'll do the dating game show.
Perfect.
I don't.
But don't we have to find them where she is?
Well, she's here in Florida.
Oh, okay, perfect.
But all the single guys that I know are playing for the other team.
Oh, well, there you go.
So they're not going to be of any use.
I mean, she might enjoy going out on the town with them, but it won't go any further than that.
Probably not.
You know.
I'm desperately trying to find a closing song because I was not prepared.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just hitting random on my my iPod. Actually, I'm not hitting random, I'm just shaking it. Doing the whole shake 'em up thing.
Do you have it set up for shake to randomize?
I do. If it has that ability, then absolutely I'm going to use it.
I had that until I started running with my iPod, and all of a sudden my songs would change, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, that was a problem.
It was awful.
I had to remember to lock it.
Yes.
In order to stop that from happening. Man, Miliana is not happy. She is crying.
Oh, really?
She is crying. She wants to watch the end of Dumbo, which she's watched twice. She's watched twice today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not working.
Do you know how long Dumbo is?
It's long, isn't it?
63 minutes long.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, she's not happy.
She's not happy. So I should probably find a song so we can finish this.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But I keep hitting random. I'm hitting the button random because I need to get something faster. nothing's coming up. I keep getting bands that I think are going to sue me if I play them.
Oh
well.
Ruh-roh.
Well, Adam, what do you got coming up in the upcoming week?
You know, I don't have much until my next improv show, which is going to be, I think, April 17th.
April 17th. Mark that on your calendars.
I think I'll have to get back to everybody, but I think it's April 17th.
April 17th. Mark that on your...
19th. April 19th, sorry.
April 19th. Mark that on your calendars.
Yes, that's for sure.
Kids in Missouri, you can see that's the... Right. Wackadoodle comedy.
The comedy stylings.
Comedy stylings of Adam.
Twisted Improv.
Twisted Improv.
That's
Twisted
right.
Improv. No, Sarah wants us to play Justin Timberlake music.
Ah, yes. Go ahead, Dave.
I don't think I have any Justin Timberlake on here.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I'm trying to think because there was that time when I do have a whole load of crappy music on here. I'm sorry, a whole lot of music on here. From when we did the, what's your, like, guilty pleasure music or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't remember if Sexy Back is on here. Let's see. I know Britney Spears is on here somewhere. It comes up every once in a while. Got John Denver. Does that count?
Yeah.
Maybe with that. I got Journey. Oh, geez. Oops. Wrong one. Let's see here. I got nothing coming up, by the way.
That's good. No karaoke yet?
Nope, still haven't found the karaoke yet. Mm. So, I'm looking for that.
Oh, you found it.
I found it. This is how we're ending the show.
That's right, good.
We do this for our listeners, not for us. 3.5 minutes long. 3 minutes, 45 seconds, guys. You can make it. He's bringing Sexy back.
That's right, he is.
He's not bringing JC back, though.
No.
Well, Adam, this is a weird way to end the show.
It is, but it's okay, Dave. It's JT. Everybody loves JT now.
Everybody likes JT. He's coming back. Yep. He is. He was on Saturday Night Live.
He brought it back.
His new CD comes out tomorrow, I'm being told.
Look at that.
Perfect. Well, on behalf of Sarah and Miliana, who are both crying in the next room, and Adam, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
We should talk before 2 weeks comes up, but until then, have a great night.
Sounds good. See you.
See you. Thank you, everybody.
See you.
Have a great night. Have a great night. See you. Get you sexy, yo. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The motherfucker don't know how to act. Yeah. Go let me make up for the things you lack. Yeah. Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm a slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave.
Yeah. Take it to the chorus. Come here, girl.